Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I know we have severe economic problems and we're still at war. We can't discount the challenges that we face. However, this was Thanksgiving week, and in spite of our problems, we have a lot to be thankful for. If we think this is tough, compare these times to the pilgrims that settled this country when the first Thanksgiving took place. This Thanksgiving, families across this land were able to put on the table a classic Thanksgiving dinner with turkey and stuffing and cranberries and pumpkin pie and all the trimmings for less than $4.50 per person. $4.50 per person. A family dinner for 10 then is about $44.61, and that is only a little more expensive than last year at $42.26. These food cost numbers come from the American Farm Bureau Federation that has been tracking this for years. The abundance produced and efficiency of delivery of food here in our country is the envy of the world. It takes the average American family only 40 days to earn enough money to pay for a year's supply of food. Farmers in all other countries cannot even come close to matching that. It takes about half a year of work in India to feed those families. Farming in the United States is a family business, too. Yes, 98% of farms are family operations. Only about 2% of America's farms and ranches are owned by non-family corporations. When our big city papers write about big corporations owning the ag industry, that just shows how uninformed they are. We are feeding our own citizens and exporting more than 25% of what we produce. 17% of the United States workforce is working somewhere in the food chain. That's a lot of jobs. Tough times may be beating on our door, but we still can thank the American farmer and rancher and the whole food team, including John Deere, Monsanto, DeKalb, and Walmart, on this Thanksgiving week. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington. In the rain, as we